Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast for 2026. Josh, we are back for a new year. We are fresh off the summit meeting from last week. Feels good to be back.
Feels great to be back. I always come back with extra motivation after that event. It's always really good.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not just saying this, but I would say that our meeting this year was the best that we have had in years. And I heard that multiple times from people that were at the event. I was getting text messages during the meeting. The energy was incredible. So what we're wanting to do on this episode is, for those that weren't able to attend, make sure we walk through exactly what we launched, why it matters to you, how the resources are designed to help you grow for this year. And if you were there, kind of recap and talk through that.
Right. And I'll just say this, like, right out of the gate. And I mean, even for those that attended, there was a ton of information packed into a really short amount of time. So there was a lot to absorb. And we just want to make sure that, you know, everybody's really clear on what they have access to, the awesome things we're rolling out. So really excited for this episode.
Yeah, I think to start with, we heard loud and clear over the last several months that the technology from last year, the changes that were made, were not going as expected. And that was a real challenge for everybody last year. So we are, we did not ignore that. Chuck and Tammy did not try to force the technology that they invested so heavily into to work. They made a pivot quickly. So the biggest announcement coming out of the summit was our new technology system, how it all works together. And that really is an intentional tech stack built to help run your entire practice in one place. We brought in a lot of outside entities that I'm really excited about that integrate with the things that we're already doing and do so well. And it all syncs together. So you're not trying to piecemeal together things. So the verbiage gets kind of confusing, right? Because it's all these new names and it's hard to remember what's what. So let's start with something called Advisor Track. Advisor Track is the complete overhaul of your ConnectsMe portal dashboard. It's what you see when you first log in. It's your guide. It's your track. It's your command center for running your entire business. Everything flows through Advisor Track.
Right. So you know how the portal really over the years, it's gotten so big and it just, I mean, it keeps growing. It can really be hard to find a lot of info at first glance. So this is really a facelift to that. So it's going to be able to provide a quick snapshot of your business. You can easily navigate between items that you need access to. So it's a huge facelift for the whole system.
Yeah. Inside Advisor Track, then, when you first log in, you're going to see it's going to look a little bit different. And this is coming. It's going to still look like the way you're used to for now for a bit. But when you first log in, you will see dashboard of your business, everything that you would want to see at a quick glance. And then you'll be able to navigate from that one homepage where you see all of your specifics to these other software tracks, one of which is called Prism. And Prism is, think of it like the new virtual advisor. This is your new CRM. This is what we're pivoting to from the tech rollout with Salesforce that just did not end up being what we all wanted it to be. This new CRM is built on the Wealthbox infrastructure. This part is really, really important because Wealthbox is already considered best in class specific to the financial services industry. This came highly recommended by several advisors. I personally have been using it in my own business, so I can attest to the fact that it is super intuitive and easy. But what I really like about it, what I think most people are going to be excited about, is Prism, Wealthbox, it's seamlessly integrated already with AI, with AI note takers, your compliance tools. Gradient has overlaid our systems, so it connects to Generational Vault. It will connect to your comma reports. It's intuitive. It's easy to use. I'm really, really excited for people to be able to start using Prism.
Yes. And, you know, we know how hard everyone worked to make Salesforce what it was supposed to be, what it was promised to be. And I'll just say, to go along with what you were saying, we could have took, Chuck and Tammy could have took the easy route and forced that on everybody and tried to force it to work. And they had a big investment in that. Well, it didn't work and it wasn't right. So they've made this pivot and this is right. So really excited.
Yep. 100%. The next is Generational Vault or Gen Vault. This is already one of our most popular platforms, and for good reason. It creates a lot of stickiness and value add for clients that they don't really get anywhere else. They don't get it from any other advisory firms. Now, with the addition of AI, Gen Vault is going to get it even better because investment and annuity values are going to be synced directly, which is going to give clients a real-time snapshot of their entire financial picture anytime they want. That is create, you know, that's the kind of technology that helps retain clients, that creates advocates, that generates referrals. Clients see the value in something like that that they're not getting anywhere else.
You're right. It helps retain relationships, deepen those relationships. And it's this is one of the tools that I would say advisors give us the most feedback on. The limitation in the past has always been that you had to manually update client values, which made it difficult. And it was still great, right, without the client values. But we're going to have that ability now, so it's going to be even better. You can put annuities, investments, held away accounts in there, so that they will truly be able to see a financial snapshot all in one place.
And there's been some technology in the past that promised to sync values, and we all know that fell short. Annuity carriers were behind that technology. The sync broke all the time. And so we heard that, we lived it, we saw it. This is going to completely correct that. And technology has come a long way just in the last couple of years since we tried to use that old technology. This is going to be tremendous. Next, we have something that's called Smart Data. This is, as you'll hear it referred to a lot, AI-powered but human approved. So this is the company that Chuck and Tammy purchased. You've heard us talk about it probably before on some podcasts. We rolled it out at Gala last year. We retained the owner of Smart Data. So he is overseeing all of this as we start integrating with Gradient Systems. Smart Data is something that I'm just starting to grasp all of the capability and the functionality, but think about this as an example. Somebody doesn't have statements. They don't know how to, you know, get to their statements. I don't want to wait, or you're trying to figure out how to get updated documents. They can log in through Smart Data through it to any of their accounts. One, it syncs those statements directly into your system, syncs it directly to Generational Vault, will process the document instantly, give you a summary report of everything that they have, provide client insights. You can use it for insights on prospects and leads. It helps generate proposals. It's all about working smarter, not harder. And I think we're all just starting to grasp the future of AI and what this really means for the efficiency of our business.
It's going to mean less manual work and more strategic conversations. That's what is really going to be powerful about AI.
Yeah, for sure. So more to come on Smart Data. Just know that that's going to be an integration that's showing up in a lot of these technology platforms. Finally, one of the technology pieces that we talked about that I'm really excited about is Loop. And Loop is built on the Snappy Kraken infrastructure. If you're familiar with Snappy Kraken, they're an industry leader in market automation for financial services industry. So what we did was took the power that Snappy Kraken brings with drip campaigns, videos, landing pages, emails, call to action downloads. We modernized all of that with our content that's already in Campaign Builder and brought you one cohesive campaign then powered by Snappy Kraken with all of that content you would have to go out and pay for into one system that's available to you, marketing that actually gets used.
Really powerful and very professional. Snappy Kraken's been at it for a while now. So their emails and the campaigns they have ready to go, the ease of use, it's going to be a huge upgrade.
And best yet is that that's paid for through your blueprint. So when I used Snappy Kraken maybe a year or so ago, I think I paid about $8,000 a year for the version that I have. The version that we're providing, it's over $800 a month if you were to go pay for it alone. Prism with Wealthbox is like $170 a month. And we're going to cover that in your blueprint. So that's over $970 per month just with those two systems. That's paid for through your blueprint. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that one landed with a lot of advisors. So they don't have to go pay out of pocket now for best in the class systems. We're going to bring those to them with the addition of our content that's going to sync with our systems. It's really anything that they're going to need. It's going to be ready to go.
Yeah, we tried to do really remove any barriers, reward growth, reward the production, give you access to the best tools without you feeling like I'm being nickel and dimed and having to pay for all these additional things. We just want it to be available. And if you're writing the business through us, we're going to cover the cost. So technology, super powerful, got a ton of feedback. I think people felt a little overwhelmed with, oh my gosh, my brain is, you know, going a million different directions on how I can utilize all of these things. So this is like a Q1 rollout. We're going to be launching all of this. If you're already using Salesforce, the old virtual advisor, you're going to be migrated over to Wealthbox. If you're newly coming on board, you're going to have access to Wealthbox or Prism. Prism is going to be the integration of Gradient Systems powered by Wealthbox. So you're going to have access to that right away. But technology is only powerful if you've got a team of people that know how to use it. So we also announced office and advisor launch training, which is a week-long in-person training event supported by 8 weeks of additional training from Gradient, designed specifically for either your office admin teams or your sub-advisory teams. Two tracks, really covering any position in your office that you need training and support for.
This will be huge for those firms that are scaling or maybe they feel stretched thin right now. So we got a ton of follow-up requests for info on really how they can get their staff to our office ASAP and start training. Yeah. So the events, they're held the same week, but they are separate. So one's for admin, one is for advisors. The admin's going to focus on training your staff on best practices, technology, how to work with Gradient's internal teams and make those connections, put a face to a name, and really just help you create the most efficient office environment that they can. So, and then on the flip side, the advisor launch is going to be more focused on sales, the appointment process, learning exactly what our top advisors say and do from start to finish when it comes to client acquisition. So if you think about that, that's one of the most difficult things for an advisor, trying to run appointments and train somebody. Yeah. We're going to take that training. They get to continue to run appointments. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to speed up the process when that advisor can actually step in and start contributing.
I think what happens most times is we hire somebody We want to build a team that runs smoothly, where it's not dependent completely on us as the advisor to do everything. But too often we hire and then we don't have the time or the resources to effectively train those new hires. We hope that they start just learning through osmosis. And if you just hear me say it, or you're just in our office, you'll absorb kind of how we do things and what to do. And ultimately that creates frustration from all sides. The advisor is frustrated because the new hire is not learning and doing things at the speed in which they want them to do it, or they're not learning all the detail in which they want them to do it. The new hire is frustrated because they're not getting the direction they need to be successful. And then you have this turnover and this continual disruption in your business. This should help eliminate that. We're going to do the heavy lifting. We're going to take all that off your plate. So we're going to do that quarterly. The next one's coming up in February. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, we might be at max capacity. I don't know. Now I haven't looked to see the numbers after we announce it on stage. But if that one doesn't work, never fear. There's going to be one every quarter that you can attend and send people to.
Yes. And call us. We can help with the entire process, even from hiring them to training them, to making sure, you know, that ongoing training and support. We're here to help.
Well, that's a good point. If we hire for you, this is automatically included in the hiring package. So if right. We hire for you, automatically they're going to go through launch. So that'll be really cool. Another big announcement, which I think we got some like audible from the crowd, was TAC Central. So an expansion of Case Central. This team is going to give you as the advisor access to offer tax preparation services to your clients. So you can do full tax prep services, second opinion tax reviews, more comprehensive tax support with the integration of Case Central and offering some outside software like Holista Plan, which is really cool. You've got a brand new opportunity for comprehensive services and what you can offer that you've not had access to in this way before.
Right. Just think about all the Roth conversions and just having a tax team behind you to help with those types of conversions. I mean, we hear it all the time that taxes continue to be one of the biggest planning opportunities for advisors, mm-hmm. but it can also be difficult to try and affiliate with like a local CPA or accounting firm. And it can also create a potential situation where you're just training a competitor. So they figure out what you're doing. And actually, the more I think about it, CPAs are the fastest group of people that are becoming advisors right now. So they're definitely figuring that out. So this will give our advisors an outlet to be able to help those clients. And so I think this is going to be a huge one for us this year.
Yeah, being able to offer that support for full tax preparation or a second opinion on prior year taxes, you need a full service tax accounting firm that can do that. Now you have access to it without hiring, without trying to manage a local affiliate. Really, we're trying to be your one-stop shop and do the heavy lifting. So I'm super excited about that. We also announced full IT support at a fraction of the cost for what most advisory offices are paying today, which eliminates completely the need to pay an outside IT provider to give you support there locally in your office.
This one's going to quietly save firms a lot of money.
And a lot of headaches.
So anybody that's had to implement, you know, with cybersecurity program, it's not cheap. So this is a big one.
IT services are something that I think we've taken for granted. So I work remotely and have for years, but I've got access to Gradient's IT team. We were just joking the other day that something weird has been going on with my laptop, my monitors. There's been several days I've come in and they're black and I can't figure it out. And so I was just like under the desk jiggling wires until something worked because I couldn't get somebody on the phone right away. That is not what we want our advisory firms having to do. Like trying to figure out they're out there on an island by themselves and they need IT support or they have an emergency or something isn't working right, or they just need help getting things set up. Technology can be so frustrating. So to be able to offer that, really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Get you set up with the hardware you need.
Yep.
Support that, but also with the right software so you protect yourself.
Finally, we announced the expansion of tactical coaching. We launched this actually last year at Summit, that we would provide specialized business coaches in the four key areas of business, which is sales, marketing, leadership, and operations. Depending then on what you needed the most, you got affiliated with an advisor. Not generic coaching, but targeted, practical, built around your goals. This is a big one for people.
And they have incredible resources, right?
Yeah.
So, and this one, I would say, really rounds out kind of the entire ecosystem. So like you said, we launched this last year at Summit, just to help people get started in it. Some took advantage of it. Some didn't. That's all right. Probably took a solid 6 months for us to kind of get in the groove with what it was really going to look like, how we would structure the support, and then just taking feedback from everybody. We finally kind of got that dialed in, right? So I had multiple people at the Summit talk about their tactical coaching team, how much they had helped with issues in their office. So employee issues, figuring out pay structures, dealing with infrastructure questions on corporations, or how to separate lines of business. All those things that are so much more than just sitting in front of a client, right, and writing an annuity or an investment app, they do an incredible job with.
I had somebody call me yesterday after attending Summit, and he said, okay, I've been working with the same business coach outside of Gradient for the last several years. I'm not going to move forward with them now for 2026. I'd like to use the tactical coaching team. Talk to me about what kind of investment I need to make into my business to have access to the tactical coaching team. And I realized, he thinks that there's an expense to this. And as we talked further, he had been spending over $30,000 a year for the coaching, the one-on-one coaching. So there's a lot of coaching programs out there. If it's cheaper than that, you're probably in a group type situation where maybe you have some webinars, maybe you have some mastery calls, but one-on-one coaching, it's around $30,000 a year. And it's limited on how often you can talk to them. So when I told him there's actually no cost for you on this, if you're active with Gradient, you're writing business with Gradient, we're providing this to you, he literally said, that's not possible. There's no way you guys can do that. And I was like, well, that's above my pay grade. I don't know how we're doing it, but we are. And he was like, I can't wait to tell everybody I know about this. Like that's such an incredible offering that people aren't really going to realize, I don't think, at first glance, what that truly means to get specific one-on-one coaching in the area of your business that you need the most support in. Tremendous resource. I hope everybody takes advantage of that because it is available to everybody.
Yeah, it's big. And I'm telling you, the business building resources that team has is really incredible. So I'm talking not marketing, I'm talking systems, processes, document, right, operations, really.
Business good protection.
Yeah. Business protection. Yeah. Really, yep. Really key team.
It's extremely robust. So whether you were with us in Phoenix last week, or if you're hearing about this for the first time, everything that we launched at Summit was built really with one goal in mind, which is helping you run a better business with less friction, more support, tools that actually work together. If you have questions on how this might apply to you, you want to do a deep walkthrough, you want help deciding what to implement first, start with us. Reach out to Josh or I. We will start with a conversation about what your most wanting to get out of a partner like Gradient this year. And then you'll hear us say the same verbiage. It's because all of the departments at Gradient are on the same page. So we're all going to sound the same, but you're going to hear us say time and time again, we're going to meet you where you are. That's because we're not forcing you to come to us and fit our model. And here's what we're doing. So you plug into the systems that we have. We're going to fit our systems to your business, and that looks differently for everybody. So we hope that this episode has been at least helpful in giving you maybe a clearer picture on some of the new things that we launched. We know it's necessary for everybody to kind of take this and digest it and start thinking more about how it applies to you, and that's where we can help moving forward.
Yes, and we'll continue to break these down in further episodes. So
you know how to get a hold of us. You can email us at theadvisorarena@gradientib.com. Email us there, request to get set up. If you're not getting automatic notifications of like new podcast episodes when they launch, this is our first one for 2026. We do publish them weekly. We have a lot of other automatic resources that we send out weekly, sales ideas. You can get on a text chain for updates on product type things. We've got the other divisions of Gradient that are going to support with training and technology. So let us know what you need from us. We can't wait to hear from all of you. We're excited to be back for this year, and we appreciate you joining us. We'll see you next time.